pet peeve.
Same thing.
Same thing.
You know, I saw some of that for the first time that was packaged just like some of these other prepackaged sliced pieces of meat. You know, you see this in the grocery store all the time, like ham and bologna, it's all sliced and put in those plastic packages. I saw some sauce like that. I've never seen it like that before.
Well, now, I see it in store. It looks just like what I made, but it ain't got the ingredients in it the one way I made it.
How'd you make it?
Well, they put the head and bones and the feet, if you wanted them in there, all in a pot and cooked it till every bit of the meat come off the bone, take your bones out, and then if you wanted to, you put that through the grinder, sausage grinder, grind it up. If you didn't want to, you could just put the whole thing, there wouldn't be enough big pieces in there to hurt anything. And then put it in your mold and let her drain.
Mm-hmm. Was that pickled or?
No, it's just spiced up a little, mm-hmm. Like sausage. Mm-hmm. But now this you buy is not very much spiced. It's got a little pickle in it. I wouldn't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it's got a little pickle in it. I don't want that at all.
Well, what do you call, have you ever heard of making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Yeah, they call that liver sausage. Nothing like that either.
You ever made any?
Oh, yeah. Way back then. Nothing like that. I saw an old German make what they call blood sausage. They catch that blood when they kill a hog and stick him. Mm-hmm. They have to be there with a pan, catch up that blood, and they make a sausage out of that.
Hmm.
Blood sausage, they call it.
You're reading it?
Yeah, I read a few bites of it.
Why would they want to put blood in?
I don't know, just not lose anything about the hog.
I think I could do it without that.
Yeah, I could too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I've seen them do that several times out in the neighborhood out here.
Mm. Well, have you ever heard of making anything, say, taking the juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with some cornmeal and some hog meat and cooking it that way?
Well, is that scrapple?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about doing that.
How did you, did you make it like that?
Well, they just mix her up until put enough meal in to get to make it get where you could handle it and eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never did eat much of that.
Uh-huh.
That scrapple, I never did like that.
What about if you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good? How would you say it tastes?
Ransom.
Ransom.
Yeah, I've done that. We used to churn all together. The old butter, we just have to do some feed it to the dogs or something.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call butter like that that's been kept too long say it's funky?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, you can't hardly eat old butter. It tastes pretty bad.
Pretty rough, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and it won't taste a little bit bitter after goes long.
You were talking about clabber milk a minute ago. What can you make out of that?
You can make cottage cheese.